One day, when she knocked over a glass of water, I got up from my chair and approached her with a Kleenex box, saying, "Let me clean that up." This precipitated a brief, intense panic reaction. She was quickly able to contain herself, though, and explained why those particular words were so upsetting to her. They were what her father would say after he'd raped her. Annie wrote to me after that session, "Did you notice that I have been able to say the words out loud? I didn't have to write them down to tell you what was happening. I didn't lose trust in you because you said words that triggered me. I understood that the words were a trigger and not terrible words that no one should say." Annie continues to practice yoga and to write to me about her experiences. "Today I went to a morning yoga class at my new yoga studio. The teacher talked about breathing to the edge of where we can and then noticing that edge. She said that if we notice our breath, we are in the present because we can't breathe in the future or the past. So it felt so amazing to me to be practicing breathing in that way after we had just talked about it, like I had been given a gift. Some of the poses can be triggering for me. Two of them were today, one where your legs are up frog-like and one where you are doing really deep breathing into your pelvis. I felt a beginning of panic, especially in the breathing pose, like, oh no, that's not a part of my body I want to feel. But then I was able to stop myself and just say, notice that this part of your body is holding experiences, and then just let it go. You don't have to stay there, but you don't have to leave either. Just use it as information. I don't know that I have ever been able to do that in such a conscious way before. It made me think that if I notice without being so afraid, it will be easier for me to believe myself." In another message, Annie reflected on the changes in her life. "I slowly learned to just have my feelings, without being hijacked by them. Life is more manageable. I am more attuned to my day and more present in the moment. I am more tolerant of physical touch. My husband and I are enjoying watching movies, cuddling together in bed. A huge step. All this helped me finally feel intimate with my husband."